Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hoop Ballers, let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn, like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full long battery life. Then check out the weed whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof. So that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HoopBall20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen, face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah. That's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. It's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the podfather, Aaron Brewski, the godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. HoopBall's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting. Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington. or at DALE007 on Twitter, of course. And hey, make sure to go to hoop-ball.com and look at all of the free as well as the premium content there. A lot of people locked in the playoff hunt right now for fantasy basketball. Aaron Bruschi and Dan Bespris, president and vice president, respectively, they're very successful at this fantasy basketball thing. They win thousands of dollars a year doing it. That's putting it mildly so. We've got award-winning rankings from Brew. We've got some great articles by Dan, an award-winning podcast by Dan. You know, we call him the Podfather. So make sure to check our whole team out. We've got some great guys in the Wager Pass, if that's your thing, for 33 cents a month, less than a latte is the way I like to put it. And come join the Discord servers. We talk and chat, and we get in there a lot, and it's really fun. We juke and jive, and we have a good time. So come on by. Try it out for a month. Let us know what you think. Tell us what we can get better at. With that being said, I'm going to get it at the top of the show. Let's talk about those five-star reviews because there is cash tied to those five-star reviews. Let's go ahead and get some five-star reviews in on the show. I'd like to see at least 10 words, you know, Apple Music or whatever product it is that you get this fine podcast on with Apple is they have a little bit of an algorithm. We're almost top 15. I want to be top 12 by, next month is May. Heck, by the end of next month, you know, I would love to be top 12, top 10 always, but, you know, steps and bounds and your help and your support will help us. So it's selfish. I know it's a personal goal of mine, but, you know, I love interacting with the listeners and the more that we get and the more reviews that we get, the more ways I get to interact with you. So best way is in the Discord though. And then on Twitter, very active on Twitter, go to the show's profile. Also, that sounds weird. Sounds like 2008 right there. Go to my profile. Hoopball Gaming at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. So, and then there's a motherboard at Hoopball Tweets. You know, if you just want to check and follow all of it, we got team specific coverage. Hoopball heavy intro. I know. Usually I quick hit the intro and hey, and I recorded the promos separately. I put the promos in a different recording. So get your Manscaped and my bookie reads, there, you know, still same show, just opens up a little more room for content unless I babble like this. So, today, obviously MLB, NBA, we got a pretty heavy slate, but hey, NBA, lots of stuff's going on. So let's take the NBA betting and stuff a little lightly. I'm already light on NBA, but hey, I have success on TallySight and what I track in the Action Network, my personal use. If you're not following it, you can find it. I'm easy to find on there. I don't puff and promote it because they are not technically an affiliate, but I do love the tool. I know a lot of folks within the industry that use it. You got to check it out. And that's the way you're going to get most of my stuff. So, I mean, last night I had 11 wins and, you know, we profited, I think it was about 4.22 units. But the last 30 days, I'm up almost 30 units, I believe, on the stuff that I pick on the Action. And the Action is actually kind of where I build my basis when I'm looking at a card because it's accessible. I'm lazy. And that's just kind of where I start. I'm allowed to get a lot of different lines. They usually get up there real quickly. You know, you don't actually place bets with it. It's a tool, like I said. So that's usually where I go with that. NBA, though, a lot of stuff happening with the Bulls. Zach LaVine just put on the health and protocol list because COVID. They're going to contact trace the Bulls. So as of right now, we don't know. So tread lightly. And I think that speaks true volume for the rest of the NBA and the NBA in general because it's high volatility right now. And on the other note, baseball, though. Baseball is something that's happening that we're getting in. I'm actually about to come out of the laboratory for baseball. I've been kind of dormant, as our premium folks would know. And I have mentioned this and I've apologized, but you know, I got in on the free plays recently, went on a little 2-1 run, went 2-0 my first two. Had a Royals play in there. So yeah, I would say look out for more picks and game write-ups and analysis to come. Beginning of baseball season's super duper hard. I ain't going to use that as an excuse, but we're seeing stuff like the Braves and the Yankees and a lot of these other teams that we didn't think were going to do too well popping out early. So it's good to get that stuff out of the way and then get some true data. This is all still good data. You've heard me preach about it before on past shows and different stuff. Don't get me wrong. All baseball is important baseball. All 162 matters. But sometimes you go into the lab for 6 or 7 of them. So that's going to be fun. Got some new angles to look at. Figuring out what I am really bad at. Figuring out what I'm really well at. Above average. And figuring out what I'm going to target to optimize y'all's winnings. So, really, really love scrubbing the value within the cards. And like I've talked about before, sports betting, market, you know, strategy is very, very important. Understanding the psychology within sports betting. So, going to approach that within today's card. And as of right now, recording this at 11:43 on a Friday morning. Happy Friday. I don't know if it's good Friday, but it's a happy one. It is Friday. And if you hear stuff in the background, I'm lightly playing some tunes and just been listening to some good stuff lately. And as I talked about a couple shows ago, I've got that interest in maybe doing like a side music podcast. So you're going to get like a little, I guess, tangent feed from time to time throughout the show. I don't know. Just let you know if I get distracted, that is why. Fear not, though. So the Chicago Cubs are going to be playing. And right now they're losing a lot. So not really looking forward to it. I'm a Chicago Cubs fan, or me claiming Cubs fandom, is up to 10 for the season, I believe. If anyone cares enough, we can fact check that all the way back. So, do I really have to talk about the Cubs? I'm not sure if I want to. But I'm gonna, because it's important and y'all probably want to hear about it. I mean, I think the Braves are going to win outright, obviously. I mean, the Cubs just flipped to the favorite because of the pitching change that happened very early this morning. Kyle Wright got thrown in there because Drew Smiley was in there. Yanked, had forearm stiffness or something. So I'm looking at over 8. But as far as Tally Site goes, and for newer listeners, hopefully we have a new one every day. Tally Site is our bread and butter. You know, they are our affiliate. You know, they're our brethren. And they're building something great. A wonderful platform for sports betting analysts and just sports analysts in general. Professionals throughout all of the industry, you know, folks from CBS Sports and ESPN and ESPNU and sub networks and Athlon Sports, you know, all of them, Locked On, the Locked On Podcast Network. So it's a place that eventually individuals will be able to go and see all of this. So you're going to be able to have a database of all these professionals individualized, and it tracks all of our picks. You know, like last college football season, I was a number one analyst out of, I think there's like 97 that qualified for picking Coastal Carolina football games. Finished number one overall, picking Chanticleer's football games. So that's really great data to have, especially if you have a network that you're loyal to, or, you know, if you just want some overall general great insight. I use it for my handicapping. You know, I'm not even going to lie. So let's talk more about the Braves and the Cubs. Over, obviously, it's in Wrigley. Sure, it says the wind's blowing in, but it can change. These guys that are pitching, Zach Davies. All right, so sure, he has an 11.04 ERA. But I think in his second start, he had like a 35 or something. Like, I could look it up and tell you. But he just didn't do anything his second start. So that, I think, is going to come down, obviously. But I don't think it's going to be enough, especially paired with the Cubs bullpen being down a couple guys, excuse me, to hold off this Braves offense that I think we saw the awakening of, you know, last night. The huge important bats that needed to get going for the Braves got going last night in clutch situations in that rubber match against Miami. And, you know, they ended up, they being Freddie Freeman, Ozzy Albies, and Freddie, or not Freddie, but Mr. Acuña, Ronald, all got it going. So I expect them to get another good look against the Cubs. The thing is, Davies can have some good starts. We saw it before in his past games in San Diego, it was, I believe. So I don't know. That's something to keep an eye on. This is the sole lone 1 o'clock early afternoon, before 2 o'clock, you know, baseball game. The rest, we have evening slate tonight. We got some series starting. We got, do we have any series ending? Nope. Like, just some series starting, some game twos. So yeah. Braves, I think you take them today on the money line if you want. I think that's the look. And then stronger look to over. I know it's a 8.5 in some spots, so definitely shop around. So I got to get a jump on it if I want to get this out to you guys before the start of this game. So there we go. There's my thoughts on that game that I spent too long on. Diamondbacks, Nationals. Got this, I believe it's, I can never remember. Yeah, Taylor. I can never remember. It's Taylor or Tyler. Taylor Widener. This Diamondbacks pitcher is, he's a young prospect, but he's starting off this year pretty well. Right now, still at a 2.45 ERA. Obviously, still very early. He's going up against Max Scherzer, Mad Max. So, I don't know. We've been seeing these big-name pitchers getting roughed up and rocked early this year. So, I'm thinking I'm going to do something crazy, and I'm doing this off the cuff. And this is just typically just – I'm just looking at it. Honestly, I haven't spent too much time on this game. I haven't looked at any numbers, but baseball speaking, you know, Scherzer starts pretty slow usually, on the season, and he's got a almost 4.0 ERA right now. This Diamondbacks lineup, they are actually hitting right now. I got to give them credit because I said that they were the dog poo team of the team or team of the league a couple weeks ago or a week ago. So, just going to do a quick MLB preview. I was looking to see who has some exposure to Max Scherzer because we hit in Discord. I can't remember where else it was posted or who else was a part of it, but over in the Arizona game was easy, obviously. They scored 14 runs in the first two innings. But more importantly, Arizona, you know, we said we were high on their team total. I put that in Discord. I think it was over 3.5. So that was an easy one. There's two games last night where I actually looked at team totals on both sides and took the over, and I think I only missed one bet out of the six total picks. So that's an angle that I'm going to be keeping a more keen eye on moving forward. It's stuff like that when you sit back and you watch baseball. First, as a fan, you just got to sit back and enjoy and ingest, especially in 2021 after COVID and not having sports for a year or so. You got to keep the small things in check too. I just wanted to watch a lot of baseball, so I wanted to see what was going on. So more importantly, this Arizona-Washington game, David Peralta actually hits pretty well against Max Scherzer. Historically speaking, he has 11 at bats, so pretty small. I mean, second largest on the team. Not a lot of guys have at bats against Mad Max. As Drubal Cabrera has 24, but he's not a good hitter, so we won't talk about him. Mr. Peralta's got 2 homers, 2 ribbies. So I think those are probably going to be solo shots. Yeah, his 2 RBIs are probably, I'm just assuming here. So with that being said, why not just take another whack at I'm already on the over in this game at 8.5 from first looks. A lot of sharp money coming in on the Diamondbacks. And their team total's 3.5 again. I mean, in Washington, even if Max Scherzer goes 7 innings, hell, 8 innings, or if he comes out after it, if he's not out there for the 8th, is what I'm saying, and you give 2 innings to this Washington bullpen that's still working folks in and personnel in after their weird start to the season, I think that Arizona, with the power that they have and their slugging that they've got, I feel very strongly that they can get over 3.5 again tonight. So that, honestly, right here on the show, let's go ahead and just make that I'm finding it at -109. Okay. So I'm going to we'll take it as a 2-unit bet and we'll go we'll collect 3.83 units. So, there you go. Freebie pick on the show. And then, man, there's actually a really decent slate of games in it. So this will probably be a longer show, so I apologize in advance. Actually, not now, because we got that 120 game. I can't be too long-winded. All right, let's expedite through a couple. Texas-Baltimore, I'm only going to look at the over 8.5. We will leave it at that. Milwaukee, I know it's a lot of juice, -154 on the money line. Hauser's pitching really well to start the season, so let's see if he keeps it going. That's at 7:10 Central Time tonight. This is a wild one, and I knew this was going to happen, which is why I jumped on it last night. Should have recorded the show last night. Minnesota started as a +163 underdog for some reason. They're approaching even money now. I locked in +135 because I noticed how weird that jump was. And I actually was high on Minnesota coming into this game already. I like their chances and the way they match up against this A's team or this Angels team. This Angels team's been allowing a lot of runs. They've been leaking, and bullpen's been an issue, obviously, still. Starting pitching's been a little bit better, but, we see Heaney here approaching his third start. He's got a 7 ERA. So, it's hard to not look at the Twins in this spot. So I got Twins +135. I know it's probably not going to be out there anywhere because this market's come crashing down. But obviously going to be some value in the total, and the over is obviously where I would look. All right. For the newer listeners, again, I'm working on making a play on every Kansas City Royals game and every Boston Red Sox game for the season. And I, for today, with the Royals, will be looking at Well, I actually don't quite know yet. I was looking at over 8.5, but this line started at 9 and it's gone down to 8. Steven Matz, the lefty, pitching really good to start the season for Toronto. Mike Minor, the lefty. Chris Guccione, the lead ump. Games that he's umped, the under does have a record of 2-1. I do love umpire stats. So here's my thinking. The on-base percentages for these two teams are very, very high. I mean, I see Kevin Biggio's questionable. That could be playing a part. But I don't – Biggio's not going to account for – well, maybe he does because, I mean, he could hit dingers. He gets on base a lot. I don't know. But look, Carlos Santana, Jorge Soler, Hanser Alberto, Whit Merrifield, Hunter Dozier, and Nicky Lopez – all hit over 300 against lefties right now. Whit Merrifield's hitting 364 to start the season alone. Salvador Perez, 302. His OPS right now is 943. 994 for Whit. And then don't forget, look, hey, Benintendi, he hit slightly better against lefties, and he got his bat going a little last night. Got a lucky little play to get some RBI juice going, but that could be what it takes to get it going. So I'm going to hold firm. I know the market move was weird, but I'm going to hold firm with my conviction because I believe there's value in this. So over 8.5, we might see it shoot back up. So keep an eye on that. That game starts at 7:10. That's a little weird one, and I like it. Real quickly, Detroit and Oakland, let's go over 8.5. I don't really think I need to talk much about that one. Oakland's getting some guys back in the lineup, so their bats are popping. People don't talk about these two teams a lot. Detroit, overall upgraded team from the offseason, and we're seeing it in the early parts of the season. Had their team to this was the other game that I had the team total stuff on. So actually, while I've got it here, why not? Let's look at it again. Over. That can't be right. Frankie Montas. I just don't think he's that good. Frankie Montas. I'm seeing threes out there. 2.5s, threes for Detroit's team total. And it's at even money. I think that's fool's gold. So I'm actually going to back off that. That gave me a weird vibe looking at that. I don't know. That confused me. I was thinking it was going to be right at the 3.5 that it was at last night. So. Fishy, super fish. Mm-hmm. This Golden Song by Harry Styles. Pretty decent. Ain't even gonna lie. I used to hate on him because he was in One Direction and all. He's pretty talented, I gotta say. Like his music. St. Louis in Philadelphia. We got Carlos Martinez, Zach Eflin. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I can't say I have a ginormous opinion on this game. I've not been doing well with the Cardinals and the Phillies betting on them, so this is a spot where I'm going to stay away from, you know, if I did pick something or if I had to. There's obviously going to be a slight lean to the over just because of, you know, the bullpen involved with Philly. I mean, they're better, but they're still shaky. And, you know, there's a lot of good bats collectively for these teams. So Tampa Bay, New York, Michael Waka, Waka Waka, Michael Waka Flocka, and Nick Nelson. My goodness. Sounds like a 1970s wrestling matchup. Michael Waka versus Nick Slick Nelson. honestly, I hate to do this, but I've said it before. You don't have to bet on everything. This, and whenever I say I don't have an interest or play or whatever on games, I mean, I always have an underlying interest. I'm always looking to watch or listen to on the radio, you know, the games. So you, there's always stuff to, and I'm looking at the lines. And if I just can't squeeze comfortable value out of it, then I'm not really looking to pick that fruit up. I'd rather spend my efforts elsewhere. More efficiently. I'm not saying it works, it's perfect or whatever, but it works for me. It's kind of what I'm trying to craft. So there's a really fun series starting off tonight. And I, man, wasn't expecting Boston to be this heavy of a favorite. Minus 115 for the Red Sox at home. They're going up against Dylan Cease. He's looked a little deceased to start this year. He got lit up a couple times. And I got to make a play on every Red Sox game of the 162. Let's look and see. I'm going to scrub this game. This one we're going to go a little deeper into, all right? So I'm going to start my process here. Because I really do want to make a good savvy play on this game. So I'm going to look for some advantageous angles. I mean, that's always the way to do it, always what we're looking to do. But with Nick Pivetta on the mound, he has really good off-speed stuff. And I think he can – but this is what I want to confirm. This is what I'm digging into. His – off-speed stuff, I think, can neutralize the power of the White Sox bats. So there's only 6 combined at-bats for the Boston hitters against Dylan Cease. So not a lot of familiarity there. That usually is a downtick for me. I don't really – I like – if I'm looking for something like this, I like for there to be – sample size. You know, I want to see that someone's done well against a batter or a hitter. These offenses are both powerful, that's for sure. Boston with a decent advantage in slugging percentage. In total bases per game, they get about 3.5 more. Got some Strokes playing right now. The adults are talking. It seems like since Luis Robert took that fly ball off the noggin, they started playing better defense, the White Sox. Chicago's usually good about limiting their opponents on base percentage. Chicago only allows 9.92 opponent total bases per game. That's interesting considering that Boston gets almost 16 total bases per game as an offense. Need to look and see how each team will look to try to get on base or defend the on base percentage angle and the total bases. See how the teams earn their bases. And if we look, let's see. Man, yeah, this is going to be a phenomenal matchup. These teams are so evenly ranked. See, stolen bases will be huge. If Boston can swipe two bags tonight, I think they win. Let's see. Chicago also steals a lot of bases, but Boston defends the base path a lot better. Chicago definitely does not walk a lot of batters. Fourth in the majors with 4.64 walks per game for their opponent. Their opponents usually strike out almost two times before they walk. Boston, though. Boston only allows 9.65 opponent hits per nine innings, and that's second best in the majors. Chicago's the third best hitting team in the majors in regards to hits per nine. This is going to be the game of the night for me. This is a really great game, and I'm rolling with the Red Sox, by the way. Yeah, Red Sox minus 150. Not a lot of success for the White Sox hitters that Pavetta's faced so far. I want to see how he does with his off-speed. If he can set his off-speed up early, that's going to be a good look. And if he struggles with his off-speed, that would be bad. He's gone at least five innings both times out. He only gave up two hits. He's got to cut the walks out. He went five innings, two hits in his last start. Got the win. Four walks, four strikeouts. Yeah, can be having a lot of walks against this White Sox team. They'll make you pay for it. That's for dang sure. I'm trying to, man, we ain't got time to. I would love to dig into just like his pitches and the percentages that he throws and all that stuff. I'd have to find another resource for that right now. I've just got my core numbers up right at the moment. Yeah, so I'm rolling Boston on that when they're at home. It's hard to go on the road and win in professional sports. And that's that. That's my rationale. San Francisco and Miami. San Francisco minus 134 in the money line. Over under 8.5. Got some shade to the under at minus 115. It's not moved from the opening number. Miami's getting a lot of looks, a lot of money, a lot of bet numbers, tickets, money. I actually got Miami plus 122. I remember looking at this one last night. Even though Miami lost that, excuse me, that game against the Braves last night, I still like what I saw. And we got Anthony DeSclafani pitching for the Giants. It stinks that he doesn't pitch for Cincinnati now, because I used to love watching him give a home run up every time, or two, every time he pitched at Great American Ballpark. It was such an easy DFS fade. It was a prop bet fade. It was just so easy. You know, it was, excuse me, it was so fun to try to find the guy that was just going to hit a dinger or two off of DeSclafani out of the Great American Ballpark. But this is Marlins Park now. It's a dome, so maybe he gives up some home runs, especially early on. It's what I've always noticed with Anthony. He gives up some early long balls. And he usually walks guys before he does it. Looking at over 8.5. And I like the Fins, the Marlins. I talk about Houston, Seattle. It's at 9-10. It's right there with the Rockies, Dodgers. Just rolling Houston. Money line. And then over 8. So, going to be quick on that one. I'm telling you, I'm backing this Houston team. I think they win the World Series. I said Clemson was going to win the national championship, though. So, I mean, take that for what you will. And I picked the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. So, fade with caution. But last year, I predicted almost every divisional winner. So, and I put a couple good futures in. Had Tampa Bay to hedge my Astros ticket. That's another discussion. Cleveland and Cincinnati. Speaking of Great American Ballpark. Cleveland opened as a favorite. They're now plus money. Logan Allen on the mound, the lefty on the bump for the Indians. Jeff Hoffman, 1-1 with a 3.86 ERA, the right-handed slinger. Cincinnati has been trending down, in my opinion. It's at 9 runs. I know it's Great American, but not expecting a lot of heavy wind. Logan Allen's not a terrible pitcher. I believe. Yeah, that's what I thought. This Reds lineup usually have their fair share of issues against lefties. The Indians much more efficient as far as OPS. I think we're starting to see this Reds team downtick a little. They started super hot. Red hot. Reds hot. Sorry, I had to. Let's look at the under. Yeah. I mean, why not? Like, I mean, this is a not, I wouldn't call it a dart throw. I don't like to think any of my plays are dart throws, but this is something that just, it stuck out to me. Like, it was value as I was scrolling. Kind of the scenario here. I mean, if you're a trends person, Cincinnati is 5-0 at home. 5-0 ATS at home. The Indians are 7-10 or 7-3 straight up in their last 10, though. I mean, they're not playing bad. They're 500 on the road. Four and one to the over for the Reds at home. Three and seven, last 10 for the Indians, over under. You know, 3-7 to the under. Maybe Cincinnati strikes out a lot. Let's look at some strikeout percentages. Just real quickly. I'm not doing a deep dive on this one. Um, 8.25 strikeouts a game for Cleveland. That's their offense. Duh. Well, same for Cincinnati. Cleveland 12th ranked with 9.5 strikeouts a game, opponent strikeouts per game. Cleveland. Strikeout percentage of 23.3%, which is 12th best in the MLB. That's their bats. Cincinnati. Man. All right, so, I mean, here's something to watch. If we're expecting a downtick, we're probably expecting a few more strikeouts. So far, Cincinnati's been the fourth best strikeout percentage offense, but also the number one home run percentage team. Do your math. If they start hitting less home runs, strikeouts are probably going to go up. And Cleveland is a top 10 pitching staff and opponent strikeout percentage per game, where I just overall, I didn't need to say per game, 27.1. They do not allow a lot of extra bases. They're number one also in the majors at 4.8% opponent on base per, extra base percentage, extra base hit percentage. Try that again. Wow. Didn't realize that this Cleveland staff was number one in four different categories. Opponent BABIP, which is a good peripheral stat. Opponent on base plus slugging percentage. Number one in opponent slugging percentage. And number two in opponent on base percentage. I mean, I think this Cleveland team can hold down this Cincinnati team, this Cincinnati offense. I think they can get their bats to be a little heavier. So, let's roll with that. I like that. That's a cool one. Nice little funky random bet. Wasn't initially looking at putting that on my card. Let's wrap it up real briefly. Dodgers, Padres, Walker Buehler on the mound. Buehler. Weathers, the lefty. Don't know much about this kid, Ryan Weathers. Nope. See, this is what I was working on. I don't need to do first five stuff. So if you want first five stuff, you got to talk to Blake at Blake LaWatch. Get at him. He's your guy. He's our guy. We got a guy. See what I did there? I almost jumped right into first five territory. That's what I've been working on, y'all. Trying to develop that discipline. By the way, Long Line of Cars by Cake from Comfort Eagle is playing right now. If you like trumpets, you'd probably like Cake. He's very monotone. I'm very monotone. So if you like this podcast, I don't know if you like podcasts based off the person's voice, but if you find my voice okay, you probably find his all right too. Then, yeah, let's watch this Dodgers-Padres game one. Let's just see. I would probably look at a Walker Buehler strikeout prop. Not a huge opinion, though. Mets, Rockies. DeGrom. Going up against Mr. Chi-Chi Gonzalez. It's in Colorado. So, of course, we got to take the over, right? How ballsy would it be to take the under 5.5 Mets team total at Coors Field? I'm getting it at even money some spots. +101 in one spot. Would it be dumb? I don't think it would, because the Mets don't really ever score runs when DeGrom's on the mound. And this Mets team's just not, I mean, they've been flat. They've been really flat. I was looking to do a team total under on their game the other day, but it got postponed. So here's my chance to do it again. I know it's only 6 runs, but I don't know. I just don't see it with this Mets team. Okay. Transition over to NBA real quickly. Real quickly. I mean, super brisk. And then I will be getting along my way. Because there is a 2 p.m. game. Pacers, Jazz, I'm looking at under 233.5. It's a big number. The Jazz play really good defense. They haven't had a lot of guys that they would like to have. They're getting some people back in and out, you know? So I'm looking for that to be the case. I you know, could be a blowout. So right now, Pacers getting 10. That's a lot. That is a 2 o'clock game, so that's kind of cool. The Oklahoma City-Detroit game, don't touch it. Not for me. Clippers-Philly, not for me. I know this is going to be boring. Charlotte-Brooklyn, over 222.5. I'm going to roll with that. I do like that. And shout out, you know, pour one out for LaMarcus Aldridge and his career. You know, phenomenal career, just couldn't get that damn ring. And, you know, it stinks, you know, heart issue, but he was a great player. I remember being a very young kid watching him play Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, you know, on ABC Big 12 basketball back in the day, and him at Texas, I want to say Michael Redd, I think, was before him. But he played with a couple other really talented guys. Did him and KD play with each other? No, they didn't. There's no way they did. Because KD only played that one year. Aldridge was not there, was he? I don't know. That's a big tangent. Texas basketball used to be really good. Orlando, Toronto. I'm pointing this one out because it's got a weird fish vibe. 219 and a half has gone down to 212 and a half. And this is all due in part to just who's in, who's at. There's going to be so many late scratches this part of the NBA season. So, like I said, approach with caution. If you're a heavy NBA bettor and you want some good stuff, get at our guy at VM Center. I'll give you some intuitive plays and what I see with the market and with the way teams are performing and just kind of based off general knowledge. I'm not a deep dive NBA guy like the rest of our squad. Vince, Dan, Brew, I mean, they're golden. Denver, Houston was looking at the over of 226 and a half. Denver can score a lot of buckets. I know Jamal Murray's gone, but a lot of really great young talent. And then one of our guys, Riley, has some really great prop bets for this game too. And Keith Ginsburg had some props in this as well. Find those guys. Memphis, Chicago initially was on my card. It's gone because of the Zach LaVine COVID stuff. Or not, I can't say that, but health and protocol, whatever it is. Miami, Minnesota. Miami minus 6.5 kind of caught my attention. But then I transitioned to under 221 because I think this could be a blowout, you know, like a 90-76 kind of stink fest type thing. Portland, San Antonio, two teams that LaMarcus Aldridge played for. Look at that. No play. Yeah, I had to think about it. Dallas, New York Knicks. I suck at picking the Knicks, so and against them. So let me lay off this one. I would look at maybe the under of 211. It's come down a point from the opening line, and I could see the interior of these two teams being key. I mean, you got Nerlens Noel and Kristaps Porzingis playing against each other that have been with both of those franchises. Alec Burks. I mean, there's just like all sorts of inner workings there. Some guys that know each other really well and their tendencies. So I think some defense will be played. And that interior is going to be a grind fest. I mean, you got Tom Thibodeau and you got Rick Carlisle. Two good indicators there. So, like I said, real light brushing of the NBA card. Going to wrap it up so I can get the show edited so we can get it out. Going to be cutting it close to that 120 first pitch for the Cubs game. But I think we are going to get it. So I will talk to you a little later on. Make sure to be safe today. Have a wonderful Friday. I'm sending you all of my good vibes and all of my good energies. Don't forget, though, you've got to get in contact with us. If you need help with anything, if you need advice, if you need angles or whatever, if you need help joining up with HoopBall, something, if you want to talk on a show, anything, at DALE007 or at HoopBall Gaming on the Twitter sphere. And then you can also find us here and the website hoop-ball.com. So that was today in sports betting. We will be back and hopefully you will be also.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.